Hi, this is Trish McGregor with your Star Power Astrology Forecast for August of 2025. Thank you for joining me. Okay, let's take a look. Until August 11th, Mercury is still retrograde in Leo. Yes, I hear the collective groan. Specifically, it turns direct at 3:30 a.m. Eastern Time and at 12:30 a.m. Pacific on the 11th. By then, you've been experiencing the retro since July 17th, 18th. After the 11th, though, there are some days that are more positive. Given the horrible and cruel bill that Republicans recently passed, I realize it's challenging to remain positive. The next Mercury retro begins on November 9th in Sagittarius, then moves back into Scorpio and turns direct there on the 29th. Okay, let's take a look at the important dates in August. August 1st, Venus in Cancer squared at Neptune in Pisces in Aries. August 9th, a full moon in Aquarius. August 11th, Mercury turns direct in Leo. Hooray! August 14th, Mercury in Leo sextiles Mars in Libra. On the 23rd, a new moon in Virgo that's squared by Uranus in Gemini. And on the 25th, Venus in Leo trine Saturn in Aries. Aries, the Mercury retrograde takes place in your fifth house of creativity. So be sure to review, revise, and reconsider what you're doing. Don't submit anything new. Definitely don't sign contracts. Since this house also governs children, romance, and what you do for fun and pleasure, strive to communicate clearly and double-check on all appointments. On the 1st, Venus in Cancer squares Neptune in Aries. This one impacts your professional life. A female colleague or boss may be confused about a task you've undertaken, or there could be some deceit involved. Steer clear of whoever this person is. On the 9th, the full moon in Aquarius falls in your 11th house. Something with your network may be drawing to a close. Maybe it's the free access. If so, just be sure that you make a paid membership worth whatever you charge. Finally, on the 11th, Mercury turns direct. Now you can get on with the rest of your life. Hooray. The next Mercury retro is between November 9th and 29th. On the 14th, Mercury in Leo, now direct, sextiles Mars in Libra. A partner, business or personal, is helpful with a creative endeavor. Or new energy infuses a romantic relationship thanks to the way the two of you communicate. Or, also possible, you and one of your kids may have a heart-to-heart. The 23rd brings a new moon in Virgo in your daily work area, and Uranus in Gemini squares it. New moons bring new opportunities, and these should appear in your daily work life as a new job, new responsibility, renewed health. But thanks to the square, there may be sudden, unexpected glitches in communication. Take care of the glitches quickly. With Mercury now in direct motion, you should be able to do this fairly easily, even with the square. On the 25th, Venus and Leo trine Saturn in your sign Aries, fire element all the way. Your creative endeavor shines as long as you follow the rules and have the proper structure. Taurus. Until August 11th, Mercury retro in Leo is in your fourth house. Miscommunication at home may be running wild, and the one thing you can do is to communicate as clearly as possible with family members and others in your personal environment. Don't put your house on the market or sign contracts until after the 11th. On the 1st, Venus in Cancer squares Neptune in Aries. Venus in your third house is eager to talk about romance, creativity, and what you're feeling. But the square from Neptune in your 12th plays tricks on your perceptions. Meditate on it. Try to turn it around so you can draw on Neptune's psychic wisdom. On the 9th, the full moon in Aquarius occurs in your career area. Your visionary ability proves powerful today, and it's a good idea to see where it takes you. Listen to your intuition. Something in your professional life is ending, but it's to your benefit. Mercury turns direct on August 11th. Now you can get on with the rest of your life without worry about miscommunication. But keep in mind that during this uncertain time, facts are intentionally obfuscated to keep people off balance. The next Mercury retro is between November 9th and 29th. The 14th brings a sextile between Mercury and Leo, now behaving, and Mars and Libra. Your daily work routine is energized by a new project or assignment, and you're ready to dive in. You may be refurbishing your home in some way during your spare time and gathering quotes for the cost of certain types of work. The new moon in Virgo on the 23rd brings new opportunities for you to express yourself creatively. However, Uranus in Gemini squares this new moon, so even if you get an opportunity like this, it may not work out the way you hoped. In fact, there may be trouble getting paid. After these long weeks of Mercury misbehaving, it seems unfair that a new moon has a square to it that messes things up. The trine on August 25th between Venus in Leo and Saturn in Aries brings heightened and positive energy into your home life. Saturn offers structure for this energy. Use it well. Gemini. Yes, life feels tenuous when your ruler Mercury is misbehaving, but there are some better days after the 11th when Mercury turns direct. On the 1st, Venus in Cancer squares Neptune in Aries. If you charge a membership for your network, you may run into issues getting paid. An email could rectify things, but this square combined with Mercury's antics doesn't promise any guarantees. The full moon in Aquarius on the 9th illuminates your 9th house. A publishing or educational endeavor may be drawing to an end, or your worldview and spiritual beliefs may be changing as the country swirls in turmoil around you. Mercury turns direct in Leo on August 11th. Go celebrate, Gemini. The next retrograde is between November 9th and 29th in Sagittarius and in Scorpio. The 14th features a positive aspect between Mercury in Leo and Mars in Libra. You may be communicating with a client about a creative project and you agree on the particulars. You're fired up about this one. Also possible, you and a romantic partner may decide to deepen your commitment to each other by moving in together or getting engaged. The new moon in Virgo on the 23rd is squared by Uranus in your sign. New moons bring new opportunities, but thanks to the square, there may be unexpected glitches. Possible opportunities concern your home and family. You may, for instance, have the chance to rent or sell your home. You or someone else in your family learns they are pregnant. You find the right roommate. You get the idea, but that square can disrupt any of the possibilities. The trine on the 25th is between Mercury in Leo and Saturn in Aries. The issue with your network works out to your benefit. Your communications are free of any residue from the retrograde, and you have a clear image of where you're headed. You hope. Cancer. Yes, it's a royal pain to have a Mercury retrograde in your income area, but till the 11th, that's the situation. So check and recheck your finances. Bills paid, money coming in. On the 1st, Venus in your sign squares Neptune in Aries. This square may toss some glitches into your professional life. Unreasonable demands from a boss, a gossipy colleague, some type of deception may be happening. Just be alert. The full moon in Aquarius on the 9th lights up your 8th house. Some type of shared income may be drawing to completion, or you're looking around for better deals on credit cards, insurance, a mortgage. August 11th, Mercury turns direct in Leo. Yay! Now you can move forward without worrying about miscommunication. The next retro occurs between November 9th and 29th in Sagittarius and in Scorpio. The sextile on the 14th is between Mercury in Leo and Mars in Libra. If you're doing upgrades on your home or refurbishing it somehow, you have the money to pay for it. In fact, you may be in talks with a client or employer about a raise. There shouldn't be any glitches now that Mercury is behaving. The new moon in Virgo on August 23rd should bring new communication opportunities, teaching, conducting a workshop, writing a book, but Uranus in Gemini is square to it. I know this seems unfair given that the retrograde is over, so there may be some hurdles to overcome first, but hang in there. On the 25th, Venus in Leo trines Saturn in Aries. This aspect should result in income from something you're doing professionally. Think of it as a bonus added to your regular income. It's almost as if the stars are trying to compensate for the irritating retrograde. Leo, yes, Mercury retrograde is happening in your sign, and to put it bluntly, that sucks. But once it turns direct on the 11th, you'll be on track again. On the 1st, Venus in Cancer squares Neptune in Aries. If you're involved in a romantic relationship that's behind the scenes, private, compartmentalized, this may change with the square. Neptune can be deceptive, and you may uncover a deception of some kind. Then you'll need to make decisions. The full moon in Aquarius on August 9th happens in your 7th house of partnerships, both business and professional. Something with a partner may be drawing to an end. If you've been in therapy, for instance, then your sessions may be concluding. If you have a romantic partner, the two of you may decide it's time to take the relationship to the next level, but aren't sure yet what that could be. You're still in a retrograde, so hold off making a decision until after Mercury turns direct. The 11th is a day to celebrate. Mercury turns direct in your sign, Leo, and the best way to acknowledge it is to do something you enjoy. The aspect on the 14th is favorable. The sextile between Mercury in your sign and Mars in Libra brings out the lion archetype in your communications. You speak from your heart and don't hesitate to say what you think and feel. The new moon in Virgo on the 23rd falls in your income area. Uranus and Gemini squares it. New moons typically usher in new opportunities, and the square from Uranus seems unfair now that Mercury retro is over. The opportunity probabilities, a raise, unexpected payment for a completed project, a side gig that pays well. The square may feature some miscommunication, but that can probably be cleared up with email or a phone call. Act quickly. The trine on the 25th is between Venus in your sign, Leo, and Saturn in fellow fire sign Aries. A romance or a creative project may take you overseas. Make the most of the trip. Enjoy. Explore. Dig into the cultures. Assimilate. Virgo, you, like Gemini, are ruled by Mercury, so it really sucks when you start a month with Mercury retrograde and it's in your 12th house. Since the retro started in mid-July, you already know how it makes you feel. Just remember the rule of the three R's: revise, review, and reconsider. And don't sign any contracts. On the 1st, Venus in Cancer squares Neptune in Aries. If you charge for membership in your network or Substack or any other similar platform, you may run into a glitch. A member, possibly a woman, has a complaint and that impacts your sales. Or, also possible, if you're collaborating on a creative project, there may be some confusion or outright deception involved. The full moon in Aquarius on the 9th illuminates your daily work. A responsibility or task you've been assigned is nearing completion. With Mercury still retrograde, check and recheck your work, and if possible, submit after the 11th. Then we come to August 11th, when Mercury turns direct in Leo and your 12th house. Go celebrate, Virgo. Now your life can move forward again without these irritating miscommunications. The 14th brings a positive aspect between Mercury and Leo and Mars and Libra. Looks like you may be receiving money that's owed you. If there's communication going on between you and the individual who owes you the money, you're diplomatic but firm. The new moon in your sign on the 23rd, Virgo, should usher in new opportunities into your personal life. But Uranus in Gemini squares this moon, so it may feel like Mercury is still retrograde. That said, the new possibilities can include just about any area of your life where you'd love to get a break. Career, money, romance, creativity, travel. Any snafus will erupt suddenly, so be prepared. The 25th brings a trine between Venus and Leo and Saturn in Aries. A romance that's happening behind the scenes may be heating up. If you decide to move in together, be sure that your finances are agreed upon beforehand. Libra. Yes, it's a bummer to start the month with Mercury retrograde Leo in your 11th house. If you're in politics, it's a good time to stay out of the public eye. If you have a network of people who pay to read your posts or articles, take some time off. Be sure to communicate clearly and continue to follow the rule of the three R's: revise, review, reconsider. On the 1st, Venus in Cancer squares Neptune in Aries. A female colleague or boss may be deceiving your business or personal partner, or deceiving you, and because of that, your partner is also deceived. The situation is, to say the least, confusing. The full moon in Aquarius on August 9th illuminates a creative endeavor that may be nearing completion, or it illuminates a child or a romance where an aspect of the relationship is evolving or changing. Mercury is still retro, though, so there are likely to be miscommunications. Mercury turns direct, finally, in Leo on August 11th. Go celebrate. That's what I'm advising everyone to do. We already live in crazy, chaotic times, and none of us need the chaos of a Mercury retrograde. The 14th is certainly a better day. Mercury in Leo, now direct, sextiles Mars in your sign. You don't hesitate to stand up for yourself, to call out the injustices you see, to speak your truth to anyone who listens. It's as if Mercury turning direct unleashes your inner self. On August 23rd, the new moon in Virgo should usher in new opportunities for you to work behind the scenes or that impact a situation or relationship taking place behind the scenes. However, the square from Uranus in Gemini to this new moon may trigger repercussions similar to Mercury retrograde, except this disruption happens unexpectedly and abruptly. The 25th struggles to compensate for all that by bringing a trine between Venus and Leo and Saturn and Aries. As long as you follow the rules, the protocol, a romance or business partnerships finds an ideal spot in your life. Scorpio. Okay, so the Mercury retro continues in Leo in your career area. That can be rough. Be careful to communicate clearly with colleagues, clients, employers. Don't submit anything new or sign any contract. And follow the rule of the three R's: revise, review, and reconsider. And hang in there. It'll all be over on the 11th. On the 1st, Venus, a fellow water sign, squares Neptune in Aries. Is a female co-worker or client criticizing work you've done or that you're doing? Or is there some type of deception involved in the relationship? If so, talk about it through email or call, or better yet, in person. Since money is involved, you should take care of it quickly. But with Mercury still retro, things may not be straightened out until after the 11th. The full moon in Aquarius on August 9th illuminates your home and family life. An adult child or parent or roommate may be moving out, or some kind of change is occurring in your family. Full moons often bring news. Maybe someone in the family announces a pregnancy. On the 11th, Mercury turns direct. Celebrate with friends and colleagues. The aspect on the 14th is positive. Good old Mercury, now behaving sextiles Mars and Libra. You don't hesitate in talking about what's on your mind. Politics, friendships, romance, life. Whatever it is, people around you listen. On the 23rd, the new moon in Virgo is squared by Uranus in Gemini. Yes, this seems unfair with Mercury now behaving, but the possibilities for this new moon may include your network goes viral, new members flock in, or hey, you're on for public office. But with this square, snafus and communication are likely to happen, and there may be things to tend to with credit, insurance, and mortgages. The trine on the 25th is a beauty. It's between Venus and Leo and Saturn and Aries. This one facilitates personal matters and your daily work routine. A woman is helpful. Is a romance brewing? Sagittarius. Yes, a Mercury retro at the beginning of a month already darkens the month. And this one is in fellow fire sign Leo in your 9th house, messing up overseas travel plans or the trip itself. It may screw up your higher education plans too. But follow the rules of the three R's: revise, review, and reconsider. On the 1st, Venus in Cancer is square to Aries. This may indicate a problem getting paid for a project you're doing as a freelancer or as a side gig of some kind. It can also indicate miscommunication in a romantic relationship or deception. The full moon on August 9th is in Aquarius, your 3rd house. You may be talking up a storm today or emailing everyone you know. This full moon triggers a communicator in you, and it turns out you have a lot to say about the state of the country, of politics, and its impact on your community. Speak your truth, Sag. Mercury turns direct in Leo on August 11th, so get your traveling shoes on and make your plans. The 14th brings a positive aspect between Mercury in Leo and Mars in Libra. Things with your network may heat up today. No telling why, but you get the attention you deserve. Be sure to make the best of it, and Mercury has the right communication strategy. The new moon in Virgo on the 23rd is squared by Uranus in Gemini. This seems unfair for a new moon to happen free of Mercury retro, but to be squared by the planet of sudden, unexpected events. But let's look at the possibilities first. A new job or career, a promotion or raise in your current profession, or perhaps you strike out on your own to become self-employed. These things can still happen in spite of unforeseen circumstances and events. You just need to be aware and ready to act. On the 25th, Venus and Leo trine Saturn in Aries, so you have two other fire signs on your side. Your creativity soars today and could end up sending you overseas or to law school or you may fall madly in love. Capricorn, the month begins with Mercury still retrograde in Leo in your 8th house on your financial axis. This house governs areas like credit, insurance, mortgages, and things like royalties. It also governs the paranormal. Keep an eye on your financial accounts, and if you see something weird, take care of it quickly. On the 1st, Venus in Cancer squares Neptune in Aries. An issue may surface with your business or personal partner that's directly tied to miscommunication. You can try to correct it now, but it will have a better chance of doing that after August 11th. A square from Neptune sometimes indicates deception. Just be aware. The full moon in Aquarius on August 9th occurs in your second house of income. If you notice irregularities in your accounts, act quickly to rectify them. A source of income may be nearing completion, but don't fret about it. Another opportunity will surface after Mercury turns direct. Okay, mark the 11th. Mercury turns direct in Leo finally. Now you can move forward without worrying about snafus. The next retro falls between November 9th through the 29th and impacts both Sagittarius and Scorpio. On the 14th, the sextile between Mercury in Leo and Mars in Libra should benefit you professionally in some way. It may be due to an additional responsibility you take on or to a side gig for which you're hired. Your communications are clear and powerful. The new moon in Virgo on the 23rd is squared by Uranus in Gemini. New moons typically usher in new opportunities according to the sign and house in which they appear. These opportunities should be connected to overseas travel, publishing, your worldview and spiritual beliefs, and higher education. But with the square from Uranus in here, there could be unforeseen disruptions in your daily work, and there may be a delay in these opportunities appearing, but don't get discouraged. The 25th brings a trine between Venus in Leo and Saturn in Aries. Looks like a romance may be heating up, becoming more committed. Are you ready for that, Capricorn? Aquarius, the month begins with Mercury retrograde in Leo in your partnership area. You already know the repercussions since the retro started July 17th, 18th. As a reminder, communicate as clearly as possible, double-check appointments, and follow the rules of the three R's, revise, review, and reconsider. It ends August 11th. On the 1st, Venus in Cancer squares Neptune in Aries. This one messes up something in your daily work. It could be a communication snafu or even a deception of some kind. Or perhaps there's an office romance that hasn't turned out the way you'd hoped and you're ghosted. The full moon in your sign on the 9th lights up your personal life where something may be ending. It may be a relationship, a job, a side gig, even a habit. With Mercury still retro, strive to say what you think and feel. Okay, Mercury turns direct in Leo on August 11th. This certainly benefits your professional and personal partnerships and every other aspect of your life, too. The next retro isn't until November, so make good use of the next few months. The aspect on the 14th is the sextile between Mercury in Leo and Mars in Libra. You and your business or personal partner may be planning a trip overseas. Be specific about your purpose, what you want to see, and where you want to go. In other words, make this trip count toward a common goal. On the 23rd, the new moon in Virgo is squared by Uranus in Gemini. Usually, new moons bring new opportunities, and this one may too, but you have the square to contend with. Possibilities, you get a break in insurance, mortgages, credit, or land a creative project that pays you royalties. But thanks to the square, any or all of these possibilities may be disrupted. The trine on the 25th may feel like a compensation for that square on a new moon day. It's between Venus in Leo and Saturn in Aries. You and your business or personal partner may decide to move in together. It's a day to communicate honestly about where things are headed. Pisces. So Mercury begins the month retrograde in Leo in your daily work area. Since you already know from July what this feels like, prepare for it. Make sure you communicate clearly with colleagues, your employer, or clients. Don't sign contracts. And practice the three R's, revise, review, and reconsider. On the 1st, Venus in Cancer squares Neptune in Aries. With this one, there may be a problem getting paid on time for a creative project, or a buddy romance ends up costing you money. Not sure of the specifics on that one, Just be vigilant. The full moon in Aquarius on the 9th illuminates your personal unconscious. This can be a positive or disturbing thing depending on what's going on in your life. With Mercury retro tossed into the mix, you may misinterpret what you discover. Use your intuition to determine what's pertinent and what isn't. Finally, August 11th, Mercury turns direct in Leo. Go celebrate, Pisces. You've earned it. On the 14th, the aspect between Mercury in Leo and Mars in Libra may provide you with an opportunity to earn money from a responsibility you've taken on in your daily work. Maybe a bonus or a raise. Whatever the specifics, you're pleased, of course. The new moon in Virgo on the 23rd is squared by Uranus in Gemini. New moons usher in new opportunities, but with the square, there may be glitches. Instead of an even keel on your business or personal partnership, the person may have a critique or criticism that really irks you. Or instead of a new roommate, you may end up with someone who can't pay what you're asking. You get the idea here. The opportunity that should arrive is maybe soured in some way. Too bad. On the 25th, Venus and Leo trine Saturn in Aries. It looks like a responsibility or task you've taken on in your daily work pays off financially as long as you follow the rules. And it kind of makes up for what the new moon did.
Thanks for joining the Mystical Underground. Visit www.themysticalunderground.com for the latest blog post and book info. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Listen to the podcast at podcast.themysticalunderground.com. Follow Trish and Rob on Instagram at Trish and Rob McGregor. Follow us on Twitter at The Mystic Cast. Send email to podcast@themysticalunderground.com. And until next week, thank you for listening and stay mystical.